This is the new talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Ted Cruz is the winner of the Iowa caucuses, upsetting the favorite of pollsters and pundits as well. As the caucus votes are counted in Iowa, that is what we are hearing right now. We're hearing the caucus goers in Jefferson, Iowa, count the votes at their caucus. And in the final hours of frantic campaigning, Mobile Podcast Command and the Bob Davis Podcast go to the Carly Farina event and spend Monday, caucus day, luckily enough, with the Cruz campaign. So I'm running all over Iowa. I'm sleeping in Mobile Podcast Command, doing yoga when I can, and I, you know, you can get exhausted and you can get dehydrated. But because I have Hydrus, it's making things just a little bit easier. And why do I bring up Hydrus in relation to this? Well, it's because usually I'm doing exercise every day. I'm doing yoga every day in crowded rooms, hot and everything else. And I drink the Hydrus before, during, and after because what it does is it actually allows me to recover faster. I'm not as sore. I'm able to actually practice yoga more easily. And it doesn't matter whether you cycle, do CrossFit, lift, or do competitive sports, I think Hydrus would make a huge difference in your practice. What it is a new high-performance beverage that uses exclusive nanosome technology to deliver critical electrolytes with unrivaled speed and effectiveness without the sugar in traditional sports drinks. Now, that's the copy, okay? People have been asking me, do you think, I don't really do that much exercise, but do you think that it would help me? Well, I've got Mobile Podcast Command out. I'm sleeping in it. I'm working in it. I'm eating in it. I'm driving it all over the place, and it's kind of primitive. You're crawling through the space between the front and the back. You have to pull yourself up into this thing. It's considerably off the ground. So I'm constantly moving and so forth. And the thing about it is you get dehydrated on trips because you don't drink enough water, right? Well, I've been using Hydrus. And whenever I start to feel sore, I'll drink a 16.2-ounce water with Hydrus in it. And I do notice a difference. So I think it can make a difference for people even if they aren't big athletic exercisers. But if you are, it's been tested with high-performance athletes. Athletes, tennis, wrestling, people who run, I CrossFit, as I said, SoulCycle, yoga, all that stuff, MMA fighting. People are using Hydrus, and they're finding that it really makes a huge difference. If you want to find out more about it, if you want to join the performance hydration revolution, visit HydrusPerformance.com. That's HydrusPerformance.com, H-Y-D-R-U-S, Performance.com. Click on the banner at the top of the Bob Davis Podcast page. Takes you to their website. You can Facebook me and ask me anything you want about Hydrus because I use it every day and I love it and I think it's great. Remember, HydrusPerformance.com. That's HydrusPerformance.com. So, with so much attention being paid to frontrunners, like Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, according to the polls, and we know the outcome, we know that Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucus, unless they change it. I don't think they will because they addressed the issues they had with Rick Santorum. But, you know, you had three big front runners in terms of polling: Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. And with a group of people like that, you can almost forget that there are several other candidates on the Republican side running for their party's nomination. They're not going to be out of the race. And three candidates on the Democrat side. And by the way, we still don't have an answer as far as who won the Iowa caucuses, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton at this time. So Sunday and Monday were the final days for campaigning on Iowa soil. With all the candidates out practicing retail politics, I thought, you know, I know my friends David Strom and Margaret Martine are down door knocking for Carly Farina. Which I thought was interesting. I don't want to go all the way down to Davenport on Sunday because I got to get back up to Jefferson or Des Moines on Monday. So I thought I found out that Carly was doing a little bit of a retail event at a Hy-Vee in Waukee, Iowa. And so that was really close to the truck stop I was chilling at. So I decided I'm going to go down there. So I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning and went down to the Hy-Vee in Waukee, Iowa. So we're going to join the Carly Farina campaign at the Hy-Vee. And we're going to hear from actor Richard Dreyfuss, and we'll hear from Carly as well. Then we're going to join up with the Ted Cruz campaign in Jefferson, Iowa.
So we're going to a Carly event, which is being held at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Amazingly, I am awake and ready to roll. We're walking into the Hy-Vee Market Grill, which is really nice. They have these market grills that are like restaurants, and I love it. So this is an open media event, and I'm supposed to say hi to Audrey. And I'm walking up, and I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to check out these Carly people, these early morning Carly people, and find out what they're all about.
Heard it was open media, so I'm here.
I'm the National Press Secretary for Carly.
Sorry, I have this in my other hand.
No, that's okay. Here, got my card.
Is your name Audrey?
No, I'm Leslie. But Audrey's here.
Say hi to Audrey.
Audrey's here. She's walking around in a wet friend
sweater. Great.
There she is. I see her.
Yeah, will you take, follow her.
Are you guys going to South Carolina after this?
I'm going to South Carolina. I don't know where everybody else is. Oh, great.
We'll see you there.
I'm from South Carolina.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'm going to talk to you because I want to know where to eat.
Oh, there's lots of good places in South
Carolina. That's what I hear. Thank you.
This is a completely different event from Rubio last night because this is in a really nice little restaurant. It's supposed to be a town hall, which is really going to be interesting, actually. And this group is a little younger, like a lot younger than the group last night. This is a little bit younger group, and I, you know, the other thing is when you have an event at 8:30 a.m. and she's, you know, had 19 events in the last week, so it's three or four a day. They're all doing that. But when you have an event at 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday, you're going to get the movers and the shakers, you know. And I don't know if that's a strategy. I don't know if she does her meetings in the morning or not, if that's the deal. But I would imagine she does them at all different times of the day. And I haven't been to any other Carly event, so I don't know what it looks like, you know, in Davenport. But this is a nice little group. Now, you can do stuff like this when you're not asking 300 or 400 people to come to your meeting. You know, this is going to be a small, there's going to be about 50 people here, maybe a little bit more. And I just want to give you some perspective on this. You know, being a radio guy and doing this kind of stuff for years and years and years, whether it was, you know, doing champagne breakfasts with rock radio and, you know, years ago, or, you know, dance parties, or, you know, live remote broadcasts, or, you know, a lot of people who listen to the podcast remember me from KSDP or Davis and Emmer. You know, Tom and I did events where there were 400 or 500 people. We did one that was 400 or 500 people. So that's pretty amazing when you get 400 people jammed into, you know, a restaurant. So you wouldn't do that because what they want are the optics. You know, they want the, you know, they want to have the speech in front of a large crowd, which is what Rubio got last night, which is what Rand Paul got at Davenport, or I'm sorry, what Rand Paul got at Drake, even though it was a small group, they jammed him into a tiny little space. Well, this tells you a little something about the campaign, because they can do this. And because they can do this, then it isn't. And the other thing I think is interesting, and I don't know if this is a feature of her campaign, but the open media thing is kind of a cool thing, is just saying, yeah, come on in. You know, media's, there's no restrictions on the media, so to speak. There's not a lot of concern about how many people there are going to be. This is going to look great. I mean, this is going to look great on TV. And remember, a lot of this has to do with, you know, there's the whole thing with politicians just talking to people, and then there's this whole thing with optics. So you want the optics to look good. You want the people to look good. You want the event to look attractive. You know, and it needs to be jammed into a small space for television purposes. People who have not, and almost everybody in America has been to some event that's televised, you know, live, and you go and you see. But I'll you know, when you go to a show that's actually built for television, you're shocked at how small it is. TV studios are small, controlled spaces, so this is a small, controlled space. You know, it occurs to me that back in the old days of politics, we wouldn't be getting coffee and eggs. We'd be getting whiskey at 8 o'clock. I need to get a drink. Richard Dreyfuss is here. Bizarre. walking around in a cane. That's just crazy. Richard Dreyfuss, of all people, what the hell is he doing in Iowa? Going to Bernie Sanders rallies.
Trying to get to the same spot I am.
I don't know. I don't have any. I need an extra hand for donuts.
I always need an extra hand for donuts.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Channel 3 is forcing Richard Dreyfuss to the side of the room. Are you caucusing for Carly?
No, I'm trying
to get a donut?
I'm just observing. I'm just watching.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, oh, great.
Richard Dreyfuss joins us on the podcast.
Listen, I want to thank you very much for being here today. Sunday morning at 8:30, this is an awesome welcome. But beyond that, I must tell you that I am very grateful to the people of Iowa. I have been coming here for about a year now. I've done over 150 campaign events before this weekend even started. I have come to know and love the state and the people of Iowa. Now, the last time I looked, the people of Iowa hadn't started voting yet. I don't care what the media tells you, I don't care what the polls say, you haven't voted yet. And the last time I looked, the polls were always wrong in Iowa. Right? Because if they weren't wrong, we would have had a President Howard Dean, a President Rudy Giuliani. We already would have suffered through a President Hillary Clinton. So I'm going to tell you what, you send me out of here with the wind at my back and I'm going to go all the way. So send me out of here on Monday night with the wind at my back. You know, this is an amazing country. The trouble is we don't really believe that anymore. It's one of the reasons I'm running for president. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that it is only in this nation that a young woman can start out the way I did, typing, filing, answering the phones for a little 9-person real estate firm in the middle of a deep recession in the late 70s, go on one day to become the chief executive of what we turned into the largest technology company in the world and run for the presidency of the United States. That is only possible in this great nation. I am running for the presidency because I believe the American people are being given this same advice. And I think we've been told this for too long now. I think we're being told to sit down and be quiet about our God, about our guns, about the horrors of the abortion industry. I think we're being asked to settle. We're now destroying the job creators in this nation. The job creators of this nation have always been and will always be new, small, family-owned businesses and farms, and we are destroying them. And that matters because new, small, family-owned businesses and farms create 2/3 of the new jobs and employ half the people. And meanwhile, while we're being asked to settle for all of this, the truth is the rich get richer, the powerful get more powerful, and the well-connected get better connected. And this government is a vast, bloated, inept, corrupt bureaucracy. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I agree.
How many times have you had presidential candidates roll through Iowa and promise you to change it? How often have we heard about, we're going to reduce the size of government, we're going to reform the tax code, we're going to reform Social Security, we're going to secure the border. We've been talking about these things, ladies and gentlemen, for 25 years, and the politicians haven't delivered. Ours was intended to be a citizen government. We were never intended to have a professional political class, people who spend their whole life running and winning, say whatever they got to say, and then do whatever they please. I'm running for the presidency of the United States because I think we have to restore a citizen government. Citizens, I think it's time. We have to take our future back. We have to take our politics and our government back. Citizens, it is time. We must take our country back. I think a lot of people when I I came in, I was so delighted to hear people say, you're the best debater, you're the best debater on the stage. Uh-huh, that's right, I am. And guess what? Whether you've decided or not, and I hope every single one of you decide to caucus for me by the time you walk out today, whether you've decided or not, you know in your heart of hearts this. You cannot wait to see me debate Hillary Clinton. You can't wait. And the reason you can't wait is because you know what's going to happen. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. You better have a president who understands technology. Technology is a very powerful tool. And it's a tool that I am going to use to engage you in the process of our government. Please ask me how. All those smartphones you're holding up, that's a big part of how I'm going to engage you. But beyond that, technology is a weapon. It's a weapon that's being wielded against us by our enemies, and we are losing the war in cyberspace today, and we better have a president who understands that and knows what to do about it. I do. Ladies and gentlemen, a leader must make a tough call at a tough time and stand up and be held accountable. And we have people running for office who have never made a tough call in their lives. A leader knows that they have to challenge the status quo. But perhaps the most important thing of all that I learned about leadership, I learned a long time ago. It most definitely has nothing to do with the size of your ego or your airplane. A leader... A leader is a servant. A leader serves. My highest calling, ladies and gentlemen, is to restore citizen government to this great nation, to restore power into the hands of the people where it belongs. So I will say to you once again, caucus goers of Iowa, do not sit down and be quiet. Instead, stand. Stand with me. Fight with me. Caucus for me. Join me. We must take our future back. We must take our politics and our government back. Citizens, it is time. Stand with me. We have to take our country back.
One of the things you hear all these candidates talking about is change. They're going to change America, or America has been changed poorly. Change is a huge theme in all of these campaigns. Obviously, it has been since Barack Obama's 2008 campaign. Now, I guess Republicans want to change back. And so change, you're going to hear almost all these candidates talk about change. And one thing about change is a constant in the real estate business. Now, when it comes to real estate in the North Metro, there are more buyers than sellers, and that's the change. If you're in the market to sell, especially if you're in the market to buy, you got to have a real estate professional that understands the market. And I'm talking about understanding, you know, individual houses, understanding the inventory, knowing the story of that house, and knowing what's up with financing, all those things. To that end, I have been talking about prideofhomes.com to listeners and subscribers to the Bob Davis podcast. Pride of Homes is a licensed real estate agent and a real estate investor with expertise to share with you. That makes a big difference. So reach out to Eric and Aaron Lucero, a husband and wife team with Luke Team Real Estate and prideofhomes.com. First of all, Luke Team Real Estate has great customer service. People rave about it. Eric and Aaron are in the North and Northwest Metro, Maple Grove, Plymouth, Rogers, Dayton, Albertville, St. Michael, Elk River, Champlin, and the North Metro 94 corridor. It's growing really fast because of the changes with the highways and the schools and everything else. So if you're buying or selling, you got to have real estate professionals with knowledge of the market so you can find a property that fits your needs, or you can get somebody like Eric and Aram to find a buyer that can obtain the right financing and is ready to go to close. It works both ways. As a husband and wife team, Eric and Aram Lucero can respond quickly, and when you combine that with the customer service at Luke Team Real Estate, you're good to go. I said the North Metro is growing quickly. I still can't believe it. Every time I go up there, I'm shocked. So if you're looking in the North Metro, and many people are, for real estate expertise, talk to Eric and Aram Lucero. Here's their number, 763-433-9100, 763-433-9100. Once again, 763-433-9100, 763-433-9100. Visit their website today at prideofhomes.com. And or if you want to be able, a little bit easier way is just to click on the banner there at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page when you see Eric and Aram's picture, and that will take you to their website. And thanks, you guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts. By the way, really quick, because we're in the middle of this event, thanks to the digital sponsor, the BobDavisPodcast.com. I really appreciate digital sponsors. If you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes something called the Revolutionary Angle of Attack Indicator. If you're a pilot, you know what I'm talking about. The bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. It's FAA approved. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more information about Alpha's Revolutionary Angle of Attack Indicator at the BobDavisPodcast.com. You click on that picture of the AOA, takes you to Alpha's website. There's a video there that I actually narrated, and it'll explain what AOA, Alpha Systems AOA does, and it's pretty amazing. And yes, people have had their lives saved, literally, by this. Because the thing is, with pilots, you definitely want to get there, but you want to get there safe. So check out Alpha Systems, and thank you for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts. Well, we're live in Jefferson, Iowa at the Ted Cruz event, which will be the last event I will cover before the caucuses tonight. And we are going to cover the caucuses, and then we're blowing out of here to try to avoid or get out of town before the snow. But here we go. This is the Ted Cruz event in Jefferson, and as we speak, a bunch of kids from the school across the street are coming in to, I guess, observe a Ted Cruz event. Well, you know, as I walk through, let me just say a couple things about Ted Cruz. First of all, I normally what I would do with a candidate in terms of visiting with them or visiting their I call it visiting their campaign because I'm unlikely to get an interview, especially from Ted Cruz, is to just walk around the crowd, and I would then record the candidate's speech, and then I would telescope it for you. But the thing is, I've already done that with Ted Cruz. If you just search for Ted Cruz on the BobDavisPodcast.com, you'll find two podcasts that I did, one with his father and another with Ted Cruz in St. Paul. So I've already telescoped the speech. The speech that he gives here will probably be very close to the speech that he gave in St. Paul, which is the stump speech they all give. Just like Carly's speech is probably somewhat familiar to you because they're doing four or five events a day for a year, so they've done this hundreds and hundreds of times. So with this, I probably won't telescope the whole Cruz speech. I don't know what he's going to say, but you know, we might get some interesting stuff because this, of course, is the last day of the campaign in Iowa for Cruz, and we'll see what he comes up with in this last speech. And then I'm going to run out in front of the bus and see if I can grab him and get some comments on the controversial mail that was sent out that quote-unquote shamed people into voting. If you want to know more, just read the story on Drudge and it'll tell you, or whatever you read, and you'll find out more about it. But really what I'd be looking for is a Cruz comment, and I'm not hanging around in the gym. I'm going straight out to the bus. So here we go. It looks like the senator's wife is coming up to the microphone.
Good afternoon, Jefferson City. This is the day, and you all have turned out, and you have also ordered the most beautiful weather that we've seen on this campaign. Thank you. Thank you for taking your job so seriously tonight. As I've said all over this state, Ted and I are so honored by your position in this election. Ted is a great husband. He is incredibly thoughtful. He always comes home with flowers. He never misses a birthday or Valentine's. That's the kind of person that Ted is. And the news media loves to characterize him as sharp speaking and antagonistic. He's standing up for your values. A reporter in New Hampshire asked my daughter Caroline, "Is your dad so strong and intense at home?" And she just looked and smiled and said, "You don't know my dad." So with that, I want to introduce my husband, my best friend, and I hope our next president of the United States, your next president of the United States, Ted Cruz.
Well, good afternoon. God bless the great state of Iowa. You know, Oh, and actually, I want to say something to the school-age kids here. If Heidi Cruz becomes the first lady, French fries are coming back to the cafeteria. You know, maybe it's just me, but I always thought cardboard belonged on the tray and not in the food. I'm so happy to be here in Jefferson Island. We are, with this stop, completing the very last stop of the full grass. We have now been to all 99 counties in the great state of Iowa. This is our final stop on caucus day to be here in Jefferson. We'll have a president willing to utter the words radical Islamic terrorism.
This is where we get into discipline on the campaign trail, which supposedly Iowa is supposed to teach these guys. You know, I think he's probably one of the best in terms of staying on message. Scott Walker was also amazing, but he was so on message that he was almost wooden.
We'll take on the EPA.
Every time Ted delivers these lines, they sound pretty
alphabet soup of federal agencies that have descended
natural.
Like locusts on farmers and ranchers and small businesses, killing jobs all over this country.
I want to get out here while I can as quickly as possible to this bus. So I'm going to run out, and you're going to hear the senator fade out.
Nebraska, Missouri, that yeah. Just never.
You know, and I took that.
Any thoughts about the mailer? Any thoughts about the mailer? There you go. Let's go look at the puppies. We don't want to comment. Look at the puppies. What a great picture.
That's a puppy that reminds her of Snowflake. Her puppy, Snowflake, is very similar to white, but other than that, she's a bargain. You gotta get the puppy
down. That's right. All right. Thanks for doing that hard work. Really, he's the real deal.
Yep, he is.
All right, let's get out of the
puppy. Bye-bye, guys.
Well, there's a dog here, so the senator bent down to talk to the dog. He'd rather talk to the dog than answer a question. And this is the way it goes. They are not going to talk to you. You can't get them to answer a question. They're on message, and that's the way it is.
Well, that was a fantastic question and answer experience.
I came late. Did he answer any questions?
No, I asked him about the mailer, and he got on the bus. That was the
other. Oh, yeah.
Did he answer any cues?
I asked him about the mailer, and he just didn't even look at me. I mean, you know, he's not going to say.
Right. No, today is not a day where he wants to take any risks.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to talk to him?
Not today.
I saw you were kind of up there. But.
Yeah, I talked to Heidi. I didn't talk to him today.
All right, well, I'll see you in South Carolina, probably.
Sure, yeah. What's your name, man?
Bob Davis.
Hey, Cam Joseph, Nashville.
Good to meet you. What's your name, Cam?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you there, probably.
Sounds good, man.
Have fun.
So I definitely can't forget the sponsors on the road, because this is when sponsorships of the Bob Davis podcast really come through. And thanks again to Eric and Aram Lucero. Don't forget, things change. That's a watchword in real estate. And now the buyer's market became the seller's market. And you still need help with people from people who really know what they're doing. Reach out to Eric and Aram Lucero with brightofhomes.com and Luke Team Real Estate. They're famous for customer service and knowledge about the market. 763-433-9100. That's 763-433-9100. Thanks, Eric and Aram, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast. Really appreciate it. And yeah, also on the trip, Hydrus is a daily feature, and I'm not doing as much yoga, but I'm definitely twisting, turning, pulling, lifting myself up, doing all kinds of crazy things that I don't normally do. You ought to see me trying to get out of the hammock. That in itself is yoga. And the thing is, on the trip, as I said before, you get dehydrated. And I think Hydrus is making a difference. I won't say huge because I don't want to be Donald Trump. But remember, Hydrus is a high-performance beverage. It uses exclusive technology to get electrolytes into your system with speed and effectiveness that is unrivaled with no sugar. And that's the whole thing. If you want to know more, go to HydrusPerformance.com. Join the Hydrus Performance Revolution. That's HydrusPerformance.com, H-Y-D-R-U-S Performance.com. And thank you for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. Now, I did cover the Iowa caucus, as you heard at the very beginning of this podcast. And so I'm going to be doing the next podcast almost completely on the caucus experience, because actually it renewed my faith in humanity, if such a thing could be done. So it left me with a really positive feeling. I'm really glad that I chose a rural location for my coverage of the caucuses. There was no other media there but me, and I was really happy that those people were kind and generous enough to let me join them. And despite all my complaints about Iowa being the first primary or caucus in the nation, I just want to say very quickly, and I'll reemphasize this tomorrow in the next podcast, that the people of Iowa have been great. I haven't had a single experience. I mean, people are really nice here. They're wonderful people. So, you know, I just want people to understand my complaints about the fact that Iowa is the first in the nation caucus, largely due to their legislature and the efforts of polls in Iowa. It has nothing to do with the people of Iowa. They're awesome, really nice people. Thanks for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com. If you're listening to the radio show on GCN Live, it's called the Bob Davis Podcast Radio Show. Thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com. It is time for me to get the hell out of Dodge. The big storm is coming. 15 inches! 15 inches of snow! I got to start up Mobile Podcast Command and get the hell out of Iowa, so I'm on the road. Thanks for listening to Podcast 462.
Shut your mouth, how can you